Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. On the show yesterday, the Bob Enyart Live debrief of the 2006 election meltdown with the Democratic sweep of the country, I said that today we would get to Rush Limbaugh's comments about what happened, and we will, but first, two comments from listeners, one about our election debrief, and the other about a Ted Haggard column from Colorado Springs, a column about Pastor Ted Haggard. Now, first, from a listener over the internet named Jim. Jim writes, "Dear Bob Enyart Live, I happened by a TV program, Larry King Live, a while back, and Larry King was interviewing Billy Graham." Now, this has to do with my analysis of the election in South Dakota yesterday. "Billy Graham was doing well until Larry asked him about his view on abortion, and Billy Graham volunteered, quote, 'I am against all forms of abortion except in the case of rape and incest.' Jim writes, 'I thought I had heard wrong. I sent him an email,'" that is, I sent Billy Graham's organization, "an email with the following scripture, Deuteronomy 24:16. Warning, 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 Will Robinson, there, Bible verse up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we know here at Bob Enyart Live that you would like to censor anyone who would dare quote a Bible verse in public. So this warning gives you fair notice. Raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered." Okay, so Jim sent this Bible verse, Deuteronomy 24:16, to the Billy Graham organization, which says, "The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers." And it goes on to point out that every criminal convicted of a capital crime would be put to death for his own sin. So the children shall not be put to death for the fathers. And of course, the reason Billy Graham is against abortion is because there is a living human being in the mother's womb, and it's wrong to kill a living human being. But Billy Graham, being taught his position by the pro-life community, the pro-life ministries, organizations, and by pro-life candidates, Billy Graham has been taught that, yes, Billy Graham, it's good that you're against killing unborn children, but these little kids here, their fathers are criminals. We should support killing them. Kill those kids. And so Billy Graham has adopted as his own what the pro-life leaders thought would be just an exception. Well, we're against all abortion, but we'll hold our nose and we'll support laws that outlaw abortion except for rape and incest. But what they don't realize, the law of unintended consequences, when you do wrong, that good might come of it. You're not smart enough to calculate all the evil that will come from you doing wrong. And so one of the evil things that happened is thousands, is it millions of pro-life Christians no longer hold their nose when other people say they're against abortion except for if the baby's father is a criminal. They've adopted that position as their own. So I pointed out the reason given by most South Dakota voters who kept abortion legal in their state, they said they voted against their referred law 6 because that law had no exception for rape and incest. And how could you do that to a woman who has the right to kill her baby because the baby's father is a criminal? So they kept all abortion legal in South Dakota following whose lead? Whose lead did the voters of South Dakota follow? Well, they were agreeing with the Reverend Billy Graham because he is against abortion, except he supports abortion in the case of rape and incest. So they were agreeing with the Reverend Billy Graham, and they were agreeing with our pro-life Republican president, George W. Bush, who said that he personally disagreed with South Dakota's abortion ban. He said, for one, America's not ready to get rid of abortion. And two, I think that you have the right to kill children whose fathers are rapists. Okay, so that's George W. Bush and Billy Graham. And when Bush says, I don't think the climate is right in America, I don't think Americans are ready to get rid of abortion, why doesn't he say that in Iraq about jihad, about the insurgency? Why doesn't he just throw up his hands and say, you know what, I don't think the climate is right in Iraq to get rid of jihad. I don't think the Nation of Islam has a proper climate to get rid of terror. So we're not going to fight it because the climate's not right. Those are words that expose a man's heart. You could see into his heart. You can see that he doesn't care that kids are being killed. He doesn't care. He signs laws that satisfy Republican voters, laws that save virtually no lives. So the voters of South Dakota sided with the Reverend Billy Graham and pro-life Republican President George W. Bush, neither of whom made up this position. This position has basically been entrenched in the American psyche by the pro-life leaders of America who've told politicians, if you will stand against abortion, but go ahead and support killing kids whose fathers are criminals, then we will support you aggressively. It's the pro-life community that has entrenched this position into the American psyche. And National Right to Life, one of the most egregious of the pro-life organizations for supporting murderers and bad laws and compromising, National Right to Life even once initiated their own project. They weren't holding their nose and supporting some candidate who had exceptions. They had one of their own pro-life projects, and they included exceptions. You could kill these kids in their own project. Do you understand the point I'm making? This was back in the 90s when I was on national TV, and I read one of their national mailings where they came up with some gee whiz bang pro-life project, and it's to try to save the lives of kids, except for kids whose fathers were rapists. That was their own position. And so the voters of South Dakota struck down this ban on all abortion, following the lead of the Reverend Billy Graham, our pro-life Republican President George W. Bush, and scores of pro-life organizations who have unwisely been convinced that if you support doing what's wrong, you may gain a political advantage and eventually win your battle. So Jim quoted God's word, which said, children shall not be put to death for the crimes of their fathers. Good going, Jim. Good going. Now, the pastor in the Springs, Jesus said, There's a column in a newspaper down in Colorado Springs called The Independent, the newspaper, and it's a homosexual pastor or a pro-homosexual pastor named Ben Broadbent wrote this column. Now, Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to hell. And this pastor, Broadbent, pro-homosexual pastor Ben Broadbent, writes a column about Ted Haggard. And Ted Haggard asked for people to forgive him. And this column, this homosexual pastor Broadbent says, Ted Haggard does not need to be forgiven for being a homosexual because being a homosexual is not a sin, he says. Pastor Broad is the way. He says, hey, homosexuality is not destructive. Homosexuality is a fine orientation. You know, the male homosexuals call it orientation. The female homosexuals call it a lifestyle preference. Do you notice that? And that's because society generally is more disgusted by homosexual men than by lesbian women. So the lesbians nationwide, this is almost ubiquitous, the lesbians call it a lifestyle preference, a lifestyle choice, and the male homosexuals call it sexual orientation, because as though they're throwing off the blame. Who would choose this? Who would choose this? This is so gross. Who would choose this? And so people will feel sorry for male homosexuals. Well, they were born that way, whereas the lesbians are aggressively out recruiting at high schools and college campuses and all girls' schools. They're out recruiting girls to experiment with bisexuality or preferably lesbianism. Okay. And of course, if homosexuals were really born that way, then that means it's genetic. And it could be tested for and corrected. So, but, you know, all human beings are born with the flesh. That's why we all do wrong. We sin. We're not basically good. We're basically sinful. And we express those sins in different ways. So anyway, this pastor, this pro-homosexual pastor in the Springs, Pastor Broad is the Way, he says, hey, we don't have to forgive Ted Haggard for being a homosexual. That's not a sin. That's fine. But you know what? He didn't find the ink in his pen. I guess he couldn't find enough ink in his pen to point out that Ted Haggard also cheated on his wife. And there was something that he was asking for forgiveness for, but that was conveniently left out of the column. And also that Ted Haggard exposed his wife to the risk of an STD, a sexually transmitted disease. And even in the day when he lied and saying, oh, I only bought drugs and I didn't inhale, even in that day, that was an additional day that his wife was at risk by his lies and unfaithfulness. So, yeah, homosexuality, male homosexuality, leads to massive promiscuity, as in hundreds or thousands of partners. And heterosexuality, God designed heterosexuality to avoid that problem. And that problem is way less significant in a heterosexual environment than a homosexual environment. Okay, our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard arguments over partial birth abortion. And there was discussion about whether or not that procedure should be allowed in the case of the health or life of the mother. And I wonder if anyone pointed out to those judges like Samuel Alito, who voted to keep legal partial birth abortion in the year 2000 as a federal judge. I wonder if anyone pointed out to those judges in court that if a mother's life or health is at risk because of her late-term pregnancy, say she has a baby in her womb 8 months old, then and the pregnancy is hurting the woman, then you deliver the baby. That's what partial birth abortion does. They deliver the baby and remove the baby. Then the mother's not pregnant. Then you could continue treatment of the mom. But partial birth abortion complicates that. If the mother is dying or near dead and the pregnancy is an added complication, they will deliver the baby partway and then stop while the baby's head is still in the mom to kill the baby. And according to the Associated Press, they describe that process. And then they say when the baby is mostly delivered out of the birth canal, then the abortionist either crushes the skull or slices the skull. That's not actually sufficiently complete. They slice the skull. They put a hole in the base of the back of the baby's neck. And then they put a scissors up through that hole into the baby's skull and scramble the baby's brains. And that's how they kill the baby. That's how they kill the baby. Okay, now we're up to Rush Limbaugh's comments. And Rush, I'll start with a quote from Rush and then I'll go to a phone call. We have Rush saying, people have been asking me all night, all day, how do you feel, Rush? I feel liberated, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't have to carry the water for people that I think don't deserve to have their water carried. Oh, boy. So he's slamming the Republicans, right? Because Rush doesn't get too upset about abortion or homosexuality or evolution. Not even really our godless public school curriculum. But he's a conservative, right? Typical. But you know he's going to slam in his comments? He says, I don't think they deserve to have me supporting them. One of the first people he's going to slam is the president, George W. Bush. But let's get back to Rush's comments in a moment. First, in Tampa, Florida, about the South Dakota vote. Tony, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, sir.
Yeah, that's one of those things. I have to agree with the vote. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and if something was to happen to her, I'm not going to put her and wife in jeopardy to go through a pregnancy.
Let me understand, Tony. Are you against abortion generally?
Generally, I am. Yeah.
And why is that?
Well, it's just not. It's not something that's right. It's not ethical. It's not something somebody should use as a practice of birth control. But that's where the difference lies. Is, you know, this is a government of the people, and
all right.
We.
Hey, Tony, I'd like a clarification because it's not right to eat your dessert with a salad fork. But you said abortion is just not right. I'd like to know, why do you think it's not right?
Well, I don't think about it from a Christian principle. I just think that it's not proper to kill a baby once it's conceived. However.
Okay. All right. Now, wait. Let me understand. So you're saying there's a baby in the mother's womb.
Right.
And it's not right to kill that baby.
Right. But I'm not going to jeopardize a living life if my daughter was raped.
Okay. So that if the baby's father is a criminal, then it is right to kill the baby.
Yeah, and that's my opinion. I mean, that's because we're a government. We're people at vote.
Okay, why is it wrong? Why is it wrong to kill a living baby? Why would that be wrong?
Is the death penalty okay?
No. I'm talking about a baby in the womb.
I'm talking about human beings in general. Is it okay to kill a convicted killer?
I'm not going to allow you to obfuscate. We're talking about an innocent baby in the womb. Why do you believe it's wrong to kill an innocent baby?
I don't think it's wrong. I think it's the you know, when it comes down to personal preference, that's why we vote. In the case of rape and incest, I think that living, breathing 14-year-old girl that's my child is not going to have to go through that just because she was a victim of a crime.
All right, Tony, now I'm going back to you're against abortion generally. You said it's killing a living baby. So
right.
I want to know, why is it wrong to kill a living baby in the womb?
It's just unethical. It's immoral.
Why?
That's just my opinion. I don't do it from a Christian belief.
Okay, so Tony, so people who don't care about your opinion, there are many people in the world, right, who don't care what Tony from Tampa thinks.
Right.
So how about for them? Is it wrong to kill a baby in the womb, a living baby? Let's say the baby is 26 weeks old. He's sucking his thumb. He's playing with his toes. When he sleeps, his eyes go into REM. He dreams. And that baby, you're against killing that baby, except for these other circumstances. So why is it wrong to kill that baby? Why?
It's just immoral.
Why?
That's not from any Christian belief that I have. I just think it's wrong.
Why?
Because that's what civilization has deemed to be wrong for thousands and thousands of years.
Tony, hold on. The only reason you've given so far, other than it's your opinion, is that civilization has thought that. Well, civilization has thought that it was okay to own blacks or okay to kill minorities. Civilization has been rather cruel through the centuries. So if civilization says it's okay to kill minorities, then by your standard, then that would be okay.
No, but isn't civilization being cruel to gays right now?
Tony, we're going to stick with your rationale.
If you're pro death penalty and you're pro life,
you're not going to obfuscate. You're not going to get away.
You are.
Tony,
you're not looking at the whole.
Tony,
the whole
you just made an argument.
What you're making this is a Christian issue, and we are a government of American citizens.
Tony, I am testing your ability to reason through right and wrong. You only gave one defense so far for your position. You said because civilization has decided. Then I asked you, what if civilization has decided to kill minorities? Now, I think you said that would be wrong. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when you say because civilization decided, you don't really believe that's the arbiter of what makes something right or wrong. So we're back to just your opinion. So could you give us any other reason why it's wrong to kill a living baby in the womb?
Well, I'm not going to give you any other reason. I'm just going to tell you that the fact that if my daughter was raped,
okay,
her life is more important. The same way if she was shot by another man, I would shoot him.
Okay, so Tony, you have concern over your daughter, but a lot of people do things and then they have unintended consequences because they don't know right and wrong, because they're not solid about right and wrong. They end up hurting people they think they're going to help. You can't even explain to your daughter why it would be wrong for her to kill a baby in her womb on any given day of the week.
No, she would explain. She would understand.
Tony, why? Why would it be wrong? Other than your opinion, why would it be wrong to kill a living baby in the womb?
You're trying to make this a Christian issue.
I just want to know if you have any foundation whatsoever for imposing your opinion on other people.
It's my daughter.
No, on other people. You said you think abortion should generally be illegal except for rape and incest.
But that's why we voted on it, and that's why it didn't pass in South
Tony,
Dakota.
I want to know.
American people beat your argument.
Tony, if you would impose your morality on other people, that abortion should be illegal except for rape and incest, I'd like to know what is the basis by which you would impose that on other women. How can you say to them, why would it be wrong for them to kill a living baby in their womb? Why?
It would be their choice, and it would be my choice.
Okay, so regardless of whether the baby's father is a criminal, do you still think that abortion should be legal?
Well, right now it's the will of the people.
I'm asking what you think. Do you think it should be legal for a woman to have the right to kill her baby, regardless of rape or incest?
Yes, I believe right now it should be legal.
Okay, so the rape and incest exception was just a ploy you used at the beginning of this call because you think it should be legal.
It's wrong, and I think it's immoral.
But it should be legal.
No, I never said illegal. Now you're putting a word in my mouth.
Okay, but it should be legal. Tony from Florida thinks abortion for any reason should be legal. Is that right?
Just because that's the law. And I believe in abiding by the law.
Do you think that should be the law? Should that be the law? Do you think abortion should be legal for any reason?
I'll tell you what, from an ethical standpoint, no, but from a reasonable standpoint, yes, because who's going to take care of all these children?
All right, Tony, if you know of one baby who nobody wants to take care of, bring that baby to Bob and Yurt Live, and we will love that baby.
All over the inner city.
Tony, if you know of one, all right, and I would almost hope that if there was a baby who no one would love, I would almost hope that you would love and care for that baby.
Well, they would love him, but I'm
will.
Just saying they can't take care of him.
But I will. If there's a baby no one will love, bring that baby here, and we will love and care for
that baby.
That's
contradictory.
Okay, so, Tony, you gave no reason why you think, why you can show that it's wrong to kill a baby in the womb. Let me make it easier for you. Why is it wrong to kill a Jew in Germany?
Because it's wrong. They're
why?
Alive.
Other than your opinion, earlier you agreed that there are millions who don't care what Tony thinks. So if people killed Jews in Germany and you weren't even born yet or they didn't care about you, why was it wrong?
It's wrong. The same way I spent a couple years in Iraq.
Tony, why was it wrong to kill Jews in Germany?
Because it's wrong for civil society.
The majority in Germany would vote for the Nazis and the Marxists. There are majorities throughout history.
Are people going to go to war for your cause?
there are majorities throughout history who wanted to kill minorities. So majority rules, earlier you agreed, if civilization is at the point where they want to enslave blacks or kill Jews or kill minorities or rape women, that doesn't mean it's right. So I'm asking you, why is it wrong in Germany to kill Jews? Why?
Because murder's against the law.
Why? What if it was not in Germany? It wasn't. In Germany, the law was changed so that it was legal to kill Jews. So why was it wrong to kill Jews in Germany?
Then you have global Jews who get support from them, and that's why we go to war.
Why was it wrong to kill Jews in Germany?
Because if you're killing another human being.
So what? There are people who think that's good. There are animals. Well, there are animals who eat other animals.
Exactly.
So why is it wrong to kill Jews in Germany? Do you know? If you don't know, it's okay to say, I don't know.
Okay, then we can agree it's wrong to kill Jews.
No. All I know is that in your opinion, you think it's wrong. I'd like you to establish, why is it wrong?
Because it's immoral.
Why? Because it goes against your opinion?
Yeah.
That doesn't establish a worldwide absolute standard, Tony. Yeah, sorry to break it to you.
Your belief is strictly based on...
Tony, I'm asking you. I've spent 10 minutes trying to find out what your view is based on. The only thing you've given us is it's based on civilization, but you've agreed that civilization can do bad things like own blacks and kill Jews. So you've agreed that civilization is not the standard by which you could determine right from wrong. So why is it wrong, Tony, to kill Jews in Germany? Why?
Because it's wrong to kill.
Okay, Tony, now I'm putting Tony on hold because we're out of time. Tony doesn't know. Tony doesn't know why something is right or wrong. Tony is not qualified to explain whether killing a baby in a womb is right or wrong because he can't explain why killing a Jew in Germany is right or wrong. And you know what? If you try to establish a secular worldview, a godless worldview, you end up without any foundation for right and wrong, because then we are merely atoms and molecules, and there is no such thing as a good or a bad atom or a good or a bad molecule. So that is the dilemma that Tony has, and it's not like he was blindsided. He could spend his life building up a secular worldview, and after 50 years, he can't answer these questions. Because without God, there is no right and wrong. And eventually, atheists who try to build up a secular worldview become utterly ignorant and deny even reason and knowledge. Hey, we're out of time. Check out our website, kgov.com, and Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school, Maranatha.